Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's about that season when people are getting out in the great outdoors and they need to be aware of some disease threats in Pennsylvania. It's particularly true when it comes to tick-borne disease. What's going on here?
Yes, with Pennsylvania having the highest incidences of Lyme disease nationally, experts say the disease is quickly becoming a public health epidemic. In Pennsylvania, the risk for contracting Lyme disease is the highest during the months of April through July. On Tuesday of this week, the House of Representatives adopted Senate Bill 177, which includes an amendment I authored to improve the bill that would establish a task force to develop a comprehensive approach for combating Lyme disease by providing greater education, healthcare information, and treatment options to the public. Providing funds are available, the task force will also develop an active tick collection, testing, surveillance, and communication program with the Department of Health to combat tick-borne illnesses. The legislation is on the governor's desk awaiting his signature, for which he is expected to sign any day now. And I was delighted as the House Health Chairman to work closely with Senator Stuart Greenleaf, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, for passage of this much-needed legislation.
There's been a lot of discussion in the press about the unfortunate increase in the prevalence of teen suicide in Pennsylvania. I understand that the House has acted on some legislation to help address this issue.
Yes, on Monday of this week, the House unanimously passed House Bill 1559, which would require all middle and high schools in the Commonwealth to adopt policies and curriculum to help professional educators and students alike recognize the signs of suicidal behavior and subsequently prevent youth suicide. Under this legislation, the Pennsylvania Department of Education is tasked with developing a model youth suicide awareness and prevention program, guidelines and material which will be furnished to educators and school districts free of charge. The legislation also gives the authority to develop model curriculum to raise awareness of child exploitation and advocate for its prevention in the same manner as the suicide awareness curriculum that exists. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, a number of resources are available to offer assistance, including the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK, or 1-800-273-8255.
And the House has also been looking at legislation to help out veterans in Pennsylvania. And I understand that there are some volunteer agencies that are involved in doing some good things for veterans. The House took some action this week. What's going on?
Yes, indeed. On Tuesday of this week, the House approved and sent to the governor legislation to update the state's Volunteer Services Act with the goal of better serving military personnel and their families. House Bill 43 would change current law to allow retired Pennsylvania psychologists, psychiatrists, and counselors to volunteer to provide free mental health services to military personnel and their families outside a clinic setting through approved programs such as Given Hour. Programs like Given Hour provide free services such as family counseling and substance abuse counseling at a site that is likely outside a clinical setting such as a library or community center or church. This is to ensure the privacy of those seeking the services. Again, for more information about Given Hour, there is a link at givenhour.org.
Also, it's about that time that people need to start thinking about getting out there for hunting season in the fall, and I understand that it's about time to consider getting a new license.
Yes, indeed. I, this week, picked up my hunting license packet. The Pennsylvania Game Commission announced that hunting licenses are on sale now. The 2014-15 hunting and fur taker licenses are effective July 1 when the licenses that are now are valid expire. The new licenses are valid through June 30th of 2015. A resident adult hunting license costs $20.70. For a complete schedule of fees, there are online resources available. The licenses can be purchased online or in person. The list of available issuing agents, both in or out of the state, is available through my office. But most people in my district are very much aware of how to go ahead and apply for their hunting license, both antlerless and antlered deer licenses, as well as small game.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.